The city of Niagara Falls could face a budget gap of $10 to $12 million next year without money that, until last year, was coming from the Seneca Nation. City lawmakers have made decisions, including the rejection of a $25,000 request by Mayor Paul Deister to hold 4th of July fireworks in Hyde Park.
We thought that, you know, in a budget of over $90 million, that's a relatively modest investment to make to celebrate, you know, our most important national holiday. But at the end of the day, the city council decides what we do and don't spend money on.
Councilman Ezra Scott says the city, in the past, was too irresponsible with finances and casino money, forcing lawmakers now to make some very difficult choices. Scott noted they also rejected tens of thousands of dollars to beautify medians along John Daly Boulevard. He says that's money that could instead put someone to work.
We figured, why spend this on fireworks or the medians when we have the opportunity to hold on to these funds and maybe pay for another job opportunity for an individual in Niagara Falls?
The Seneca Niagara Casino, coincidentally, has run fireworks displays during summers, including around but not on July 4th. Deister says it's important for the city to celebrate Independence Day. In the meantime, Scott was not aware of any prospective private backers who could fund a fireworks display, but welcomes the idea of a sponsor coming forward. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.